95.7 The Hog. Hey, it's the Morning Hog Show. I am Riggs. That's Steve over there. His name's on his shirt. Josh Messer Perron doesn't have a name on his shirt, so welcome him, please, and put a name in your heart.
Woohoo!
There you go. That's you know, buddy. What do you think about that? Your heart right here. Right.
Okay. Which side?
What's this? That's our parade. It's good enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
Welcome, buddy. Good to see you again, man.
You as well.
Last time I saw you, you had brought us some great flavors and some stuff that I had not tried before. This one, especially, is going to be this way.
Doing it again.
Yeah, I love it. You bring
some really cool stuff again.
Dazzling us. First timers.
Yeah, we have start? 8 beers today, so we got to move through them. But
all right,
the first one we're not even a sample because we just did it not too long ago.
Okay,
so it's Bell's Oberon, right?
All
right, we discussed that in the state of Florida before it was year round. Now it's seasonal. Well, part of that seasonality is now we have 12 pack varieties of Oberon itself, so it has different variants inside of it.
Nice,
really cool. So we'll skip over the original Oberon if you want to find out what that tastes like. Watch one of the old videos on YouTube. You know?
Yeah, you're gonna like it though. Trust me.
Yeah,
the regular one you get.
So American Wheat Ale.
Okay.
The first one we're gonna go with is their ale with cherries.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So all the beers here today, I don't think I've had them, if I'm not mistaken, other than the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? So I'm pretty stoked.
I am very excited.
First timer.
For this.
All right.
So like I said, sweet. Oberon with cherry. It's 5.8% alcohol.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are going to be the tart cherry, the sweet cherry.
It should
cherry
be a little tart.
Look at that thing. It's like,
you get some cherry.
Spilled this on my white suit.
Wow.
Mess on my hands. Oh, that's really.
Definitely okay. Tart.
Yeah, so it's almost tart, like a mild sour. Not,
yeah. Yes.
Not a full-fledged sour.
Yeah.
But there's right. Definitely some tart in there. Very nice.
Ooh.
It finishes like a cherry pie, almost, in that if you took a cherry out of the center of a cherry
I
pie.
Almost started singing, but I stopped myself.
You know, I was going to do the same thing.
Yeah, self-control.
I thought Warren was coming.
Maybe in. On the sixth beer I'll get in there.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll have the song in our head at that point. That's really good, though.
That's nice.
It's a great blend.
To my knowledge, these are exclusive in these variety packs as well.
These, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you got to buy
definitely in our market for that.
Got to buy the 12 to get the to right. Get the one or two at that point. Or
four three. Flavors.
Pack.
Hold up, he's doing the thing. Hold up.
Keep your shoes on.
Three. Am I right?
Kobe, three.
Am I right?
I'm getting more and more impressed every day.
That's right.
I'm getting much better at this game.
You are. Right. It's
nice one.
I should probably write it down and have some notes, but it's fun.
There is a wheat beer texture.
Absolutely.
That this
it's
one,
still clearly over on for
almost,
sure.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
This one almost brings it. So pour that in your face right there. All right, let's do another one.
All right.
What's next?
So apparently this is the most requested beer by Bell's fans.
Okay.
It is Mango Habanero.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Over.
Look out.
Ring, ding, ding.
So they're using actual mango juice concentrate here.
Yeah, right.
And then pure habanero powder.
Okay. All right.
So I'm curious how spicy this is going to be. I missed something.
I'm not getting a hot habanero burn.
I'm not getting a smell on it at all.
Okay.
So this is 5.8% as well.
A little bit.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, that's real good.
Wow.
That has got a very subtle sneak up on you.
Right.
Is someone at the front end. Door? No, they're at the back door, maybe the garage.
Yeah, but the mango is at the front door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there at the front.
That is... So I'm not usually a huge fan of pepper beers because they can go a little out of control.
Yeah.
This is super, super balanced. So you get a little bit of a tingle in the back of your throat at the end of the beer.
Yeah.
It lets you know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually, it's hard to describe, but you actually get some of the pepper flavor as well.
You do get the pepper flavor. It's a very good
You're point. Looking at me, and I'm pretty sure you were just reading my mind because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was just reading it.
You'll read my mind.
Yeah. Well, Josh has that power.
I do.
It comes from the beard, actually, is the term.
Right.
That's why he keeps it. He was going to shave years ago.
He's
like, look, I got a lot
glands.
Of insight. it looks like it's such an innocent little beer, doesn't it? It's like, hey, how's it going, buddy? And a pow, it'll punch you right in
I
the
can see why
bud.
This is their most requested beer.
Damn. Okay, now this, again, as you just told us, only available in this variety pack.
Right. So this is exclusive to the variety pack.
Okay. All right.
So, If you want to try these out, go and grab them now because, again, like I said, Oberon is seasonal again. So these are not going to be here for long. I think we got maybe 40 or 50 cases.
Oh, really?
So it'll be a limited run. So okay. Go and grab them right now.
He's talking about going to srprod.com/beerfinder, by
that
the way.
Would and
you
be
click
the place.
On it, find a spot for it. I mean, and by the way, if you want to go get these 12-pack variety packs and you don't like the Mango Habanero, I will have a buyback program that I'll be sponsoring. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review buyback program. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Or just drop them off at the front door for them.
Yeah, so we got a .fart at website to put it on there. It's great. But yeah, you can put them right at the front door. It's fine.
Riggs will leave the cash in the envelope.
Yeah. just put them in a sack or something.
Yeah, just kind of just
pillowcase would be fine.
Something.
All right, one more Bell's sample on this side. What are we doing?
So this is their citrus.
Ooh.
So it has lemon and orange zest.
Ooh.
All right.
This one, though, so we're going from 5.8% on those last two to 7.5% on this one.
Oh, yikes.
Hello.
So it makes me wonder what's going on that's a little bit different. But I'd imagine these flavors are going to pair together very well.
Okay.
Is that why you did them in this order?
We'll take your word for it first.
Wow.
Okay, now that's got a little bit of spark on the back as well. Yeah?
Yeah. It almost, you get overrun up front, and then it almost changes into something else.
Yeah.
That's that citrus zest, but it's adding a little bit of sweetness as well. So it's very nice. It almost, like I said, it almost changes into a different beer, but in the best way possible.
Again, it looks so innocent, but there's a lot happening in there. This is the beer science we talk about all the time.
Beer science.
You don't know it. You just drink it, and you're like, oh, whoa, something else just happened to my tongue.
Right.
Now, sometimes it's because I swallowed a bug or something or a fly. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just the flavor of the beer.
Right.
Right. As far as I know, there's nothing else in my mouth. So this is and this one again exclusive to the
Oberon variety pack. Okay. Exactly.
All right. Yep.
For now at least.
You it's mucho delicioso.
Look, if you buy all 12, you're gonna want to keep them. I understand you probably don't want to part with them, but it's okay to play favorites. And man, there's some. It's a tough battle.
I was gonna say that's a tough one to pick a favorite out of all those.
Well, we'll do it. You know what? During the break, we'll take a little straw vote. Right. A democratic process, just like we always do. Steve will take strips of paper, put them in his hat. We'll write down our favorites. And we'll let you know the results coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.